When was the last time you were angry? For many in our region, we don't have to think too long and hard for a response. We've already spoken about this. The refereeing injustice to conclude the Saints' season, to dash away any super hopes, will simmer with anger for some time. My brother has called me 18 times since the game, and we can say acceptance hasn't been a regular theme in those conversations. So we can point to a moment when we have seethed in anger, and we think here in church is the place of places to work through it all. And then we read today's gospel. Mark describes Jesus' reaction to the Pharisees this way, looking around at them with anger, and grieved at their hardness of heart, Jesus said to the man, "Stretch out your hand." With anger, grieved at their hardness of heart. I can't wait to hear my brother apply this to the NFL office later today. Jesus was angry. So anger in and of itself isn't evil if it doesn't become entrenched, if it doesn't move to hostility, if it can lead to good action. Stretch out your hand. For us who struggle with the proper use of anger, there is a need to reflect on what it is that really is making us angry. There's a difference between the outcome in a football game and religious resistance to helping someone in need. Is what is gnawing at us to the proper level? Put another way, is Jesus angry about this too? When was the last time you were angry? We reflect with Jesus on the emotion today, trying to feel more with his heart, trying to allow it to energize a good response in us today.